So good boy. It's him. It's him. Guards. I mean guards. What is it? Really? He's here? Yay! I mean, thank you for informing me. I'll be there shortly. Okay. Here goes nothing. So you finally arrived. Warrior, tell me, what brings you all the way here? Come to slay me, I assume? A monster am I? And tell me, what exactly are my crimes, warrior? Conquest. And tell me, who convinced you that all I want is genocide of the world? The King Flores? I see. Tell me something, warrior. You came from another world decades ago, yet you don't age. You're still the same as you were when you arrived, correct? And tell me, in that time, you've seen kingdoms at war with each other, You've seen blood of all races spilt on this land, whether it be elf, orc, or man. Blood spilt on battlegrounds. But what if I told you that I'd like to put an end to that? It's rather simple, really. One empire, one ruler. All races united, living in harmony. Follow me. I want to show you something. Don't worry, my guards will stay. It'd be foolish of them to take you on. Now, come with me, please. This palace was once home to elves thousands of years ago, until it was conquered by a dark lord. Do you know who slayed him? You. You slayed him. Over there, mounted on the wall, it's the helmet. After his death, the empire was in shambles, and the former generals, they became warlords. They tore this land apart. Eventually, I was the last one standing, and then I was crowned queen. And I also realized something. All these wars, they were never going to stop. Not until all races were wiped from existence. Not until one reigned supreme. But that's never going to happen either. All this was just another rotation of an endless cycle. But then I thought, what if we all worked together and conflicts would cease? Well, yes. Not everyone is keen on just throwing away their kingdoms and having me declare sovereignty over their lands. That, of course, is why you're here. Yes, when I first heard that the Infinite Warrior was spotted on my borders, I immediately arranged for you to see me directly. You're special. Oh, here we are. Take a look around. Seem familiar? Yes. Yes, this room is dedicated to all your achievements. Over there, the shattered axe of an orc chieftain who led a massive invasion. And here, the tome of a defeated necromancer destined to destroy the world. And also, the skull of a dragon. All these objects are from adventures you've had. It took quite a lot of work on my part to find all of these. A fangirl? What does that mean? I idolize you? Well, who wouldn't? You're a living legend. You're revered by all as a timeless warrior. And yet, no more imposing than a mere mortal. And with your help, I think we can mitigate the loss of lives, maybe even a few more peaceful outcomes. And all you have to do is is one simple little thing. Marry me. Oh, don't look so surprised. After all, you said it yourself. I'm attracted to you. And think about it. You would be the ruler in the lap of luxury. The world finally at peace. With a beautiful and loving queen. Now that doesn't sound so bad, does it? Huh? No. Why not? Okay, so we don't know each other that well, but I mean we could. I love dogs, and I can cast magic, and I know a lot about you. I even made this doll of you when I was little. Look, cute, right? Okay, I understand your hesitation about the idea of marrying someone you just met. So, new plan. You can stay at the castle with me for 4 weeks, give or take, as my personal bodyguard, and you can walk around the capital, see for yourself that I'm serious about what I'm saying. I'll even pay you, and you can have a room and meals, and worst case scenario, you get a nice, safe, and easy-paying job. So, how about it? Really? You will? Yes. You will not regret this. And to celebrate, why don't you join me for dinner tonight? The dining hall has a lovely balcony with views of the capital. No. No. It won't be a date. There will be other people there to discuss matters of the Empire. In that case, I'm looking forward to seeing you at dinner tonight. Ah, there you are. Welcome. I hope you're hungry. While I do like to stay fit, I also like to enjoy a good meal. And yeah, from the looks of things, it appears no one else has arrived. A real shame. It looks like it's just going to be you and me. What? No. No, I didn't plan for this. It's a mere coincidence, I swear. Oh, you noticed my dress and jewelry. I just felt like wearing it. What do you think, though? It really brings out my eyes and horns, wouldn't you agree? So modest. Well, as I promised, we have a beautiful view of the capital by candlelight. It is nice, isn't it? It can still be yours, Hiro. All you have to do is say, I do. How's the food, by the way? Delicious? Good. I spared no expense. I had my cooks show me how to make a proper meal. I was told that humans enjoy food more when it's made by someone they're fond of. Yeah. So let me ask you something. The world you lived in before, what was it like? I bet it must have been very exciting. So there were cities littered with towers. And instead of wagons or horses, you have these cars? interesting. What else? No magic. None whatsoever. But no orcs or elves? Huh. And you're telling me people learned how to fly with these planes and what did you call it? Helicopters? Huh. It kind of sounds like a paradise. I would have loved to have seen it. Hold on, wait. You mean to tell me that even though you're all humans, you still fought? You still had wars? But why? Huh. I see. Well, that's a little discouraging. Well, given my plan, I had hoped to unify the lands to make it easier after I took over. I guess it's inevitable, isn't it? Huh? You still think it's worth trying? But even now, you pretty much say that it's kind of pointless. Just a constant struggle. Good versus evil. There will be no end to it. But that makes someone a hero and a good person to try to contribute to. Try every day? I guess that's a way to look at things. You're wiser than I thought. I have a lot to think about. I think I'll retire to my chambers tonight. Care to escort me to my room? I can show you to your room as well. It's right next to mine. Well, of course. I need my bodyguard close by after all.